Okay, Dale, I know it's been this has been a bit of a labor of love for you, but a lot of work. You have a day job. How do you feel here? It's over now. It turned out to be, by all accounts, a pretty good success with the fans. How do you feel?
Well, so far, you know, the week's been phenomenal. I've been out here just about all week, and a lot of the guys came in early. And, you know, like I said all along, this group, this era, they lived here year-round, most of them. And, you know, they were part of the Manitoba community here. And not only in Winnipeg, we traveled all through the province, whether it was slow pitch or charity golf events. So there's a closeness for this group. And I think today was pretty special for them.
How competitive was that game?
Well, you know, we wanted to sort of keep it close, and then when we got up 4-1, they were like, well, when are we keeping it close, right? So I said, well, you guys were built for comebacks, and of course they did. And the way it finished, you know, I'm so happy for our fans. And, you know, the reception they gave everybody, all these players deserve it. You know, they put their heart and soul into, you know, whether it was Winnipeg or Edmonton, but you know, our fans got what they wanted today, and I'm happy for them.
Back Dale, right?
No, go up.
Dale, if you could just touch on, I talked to Ella, and especially Mr. Ford, and he was very emotional about what this meant to him and how he hopes it goes forward. How important is it to, now that the alumni for the Jets has started up again, to continue it going forward?
Well, it'll go forward. You know, I've had a lot of talks with Mark, and this is the time. What a great week to introduce it. Mark and I have talked at length about it, and we're moving forward with it. I think for any great franchise, you should have a strong alumni, and I can see better days ahead here for the alumni in Winnipeg, for the Jets, for sure.
Back to Tim on the right.
Dale, you had a brief encounter with Temu in one training camp just after he was drafted, but never really played with him. So describe that experience today for you.
Well, Temu, I guess, was 18 at the time, and we had some good chemistry. And I think it was Moncton, New Brunswick, actually, our training camp. And then I remember John Ferguson said, I hate to break the bad news to you, but Timo's got to go back and do Army duty. And then so things changed over time, and then I think he broke his leg over there, so he didn't come over for a while. And by that time, I was in Buffalo, so when I was in Moncton, New Brunswick, I had no idea I would never play with him until I was 53 years old. But it was fun. He's a great person, great athlete, and looks like he can still play.
Any more questions? Go in the back right.
Just wanted to look ahead to tomorrow and get your thoughts on how Mark Scheifele has developed as a player that we'll be seeing on the ice tomorrow.
You're talking, you know, a big Mark Scheifele fan. You know, I had the pleasure to coach him for 3 years in junior, and you could be having a bad day at the rink, and when he walked in, I mean, he made you smile because he just loves coming to the rink. He loves working hard on or off the ice, and it became infectious with his teammates. You know, he was a real leader in that department, and it served him well, and you could see his development as he was coming along, and it just keeps going. And I had the pleasure to watch him again here the other night, and every time I come out here and watch a Winnipeg Jets player play, he's one of the best players on the ice. So kudos to him.